I installed radar equipment at Elvado, Moriarty, and Continental Divide back in 51 to 53.
Oh, how wonderful to hear from you.
I mean, it was early warning equipment that
yes.
we put in.
Yes, and it became part of what essentially developed eventually all across the country, but the startling thing from Andrew Kistner's point of view and Scott Ramsey's was discovering that the first one at Elvado, north of Los Alamos, was mm-hmm. personally ordered by Harry S. Truman 12 weeks after the July 4th Roswell incident that made newspapers.
Hmm. Now, when you were installing that radar equipment, did they tell you specifically why?
It was part of the early warning radar system.
But they didn't say anything about unidentified flying objects or anything like that.
Well, we certainly picked some up. I saw many shiny disks moving around in the years that I was out there.
And do you know if there was ever a proven link between having the radar on, either in the triangular configuration or one at a time, and something like a disk coming down out of the sky because of the heavy dose of microwave?
Not to my knowledge. There also was another station down in the Carlsbad area.
The disks that you were able to witness, did we ever send up planes to chase them?
We scrambled, but what I witnessed, no one ever really got close to them. That the speed they traveled, across the scopes, was much faster than any aircraft we had.
Did you and your colleagues ever come to any conclusions on what you thought they might be?
Did you ask and you ever get an answer from anybody in authority?
Well, we did the initial installation. We then had to run them for a certain period of time before they were turned over to the military? Yeah, well, we were military.
Oh, you were? Okay. You were not private contractors?
No.
Okay.
We put up the steel towers, up the radomes on top, and the equipment inside.
And did anybody even try to give you an explanation for what the silver rapid disks were that you were seeing?
Well, the ones I witnessed were usually when I was off the basin or hauling equipment from Kelly Field out there. Kelly Field was the Air Material Command.
I mean, did you ever try to speculate on what they were, where they were coming from?
Well, I mean, at the time, I assumed it was UFOs.
But did you ever have a discussion with anybody in a kind of official or even off-the-record discussion within the military?
Not other than the group that I was with. I mean, we were a 5 or 6 man installation team.
And when you talked about it, what did you say to each other?
Well, we just... considered that it was because there was all kinds of information, or not information, but things in the newspaper and reports about UFOs, that's what we were seeing.
You sound like it was, and take this with all due respect, that it was no big deal, that they were coming, we were seeing them, and that's the way it was.
It was not uncommon to pick them up on the radar.
Right.
Were you afraid to talk about UFOs?
No. No.
Did anybody ever tell you, though, not to talk about them publicly?
No.
Hmm.
And seeing them on radar as much as you did you ever ask somebody of higher authority in the military, what are these? Are we supposed to report them? Are we doing anything about them? Anything like that?
Well, I mean, they were reported each time they were picked up and tracked.
Did you ever think they might have been the Soviets, let's say?
I never did, no.
Because?
Well, I guess.
Well, no, I mean, it just, It did not occur to me.
Was it that they were too fast, too round, too different?
Well, the speed across the radar scopes was far faster than anything that I was aware that we were flying.
What would you estimate their speed to be, if you could?
Well, I mean, this is a long time ago.
I understand.
I think we were probably talking in terms of 1,200 to 1,500 miles an hour.
And that's very consistent with the speeds of the V-2 rocket launches, George, and the fact that the disc would be right outside for the camera, so the camera lens could take a picture. It implied that the disc was keeping track at exactly the same speed as the V-2 rocket.
Where's that film that was in the V-2 rocket of the disc?
God,
somebody's got
that.
Oh,
wow.
That would be worth something.